If you want to hear about the opportunities that we are presenting to our investors, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club. We scour for the best opportunities and present those only to folks inside the club, and that is the only way you'll hear about our deals and what we're working on. We'd love for you to be a part. Again, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club.
When anybody starts a business, the easiest way to get market share is you work for nothing.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Pete Tverdov is the owner of Tverdov Housing, a vertically integrated real estate company that specializes in property management, construction, and realtor services for investors in New Jersey. Currently, Tverdov Housing manages $30 million worth of real estate for its clients and manages over 100 doors. Hey, Pete, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Man, it's great to have you. I'm excited to jump in and hear your real estate investing story, where you come from, you know, where did you start? Where are you now? I guess, you know, can you pull back the curtains for us on your story? Where did you start?
I started in 2014. I invest in New Jersey, only New Jersey. That's where I've grown up and lived. Basically, we, you know, started investing, just living in a three-family house that was a total dump, fixed it up, and quickly forced a lot of appreciation without really understanding what that meant. You know, from that point on, I was hooked and I wanted to continue to acquire more property. So what I started to do was manage property for other people in the neighborhood. And that kind of created an additional revenue stream in addition to my passive income stream and in addition to my day job, which was working on Wall Street at a bank. And, you know, basically just acquired like a property a year, fixed it up, you know, forced the appreciation, and kept on doing it. And then while we were doing that, the property management business continued to grow. And earlier in 2020, around January, said peace out to Wall Street, left that, and dove into the business full time. Don't regret it one bit, even with having to deal with the pandemic. It's been very exciting. Our growth has continued through 2020. So now we, you know, me personally, I own a handful of doors. We also manage for a lot of different clients. You know, we manage over 100 plus doors now, basically over $30 million worth of real estate. We do it in three counties in New Jersey, and I've kind of turned into like the expert for, you know, my niche of housing. So it's been very cool.
That's fantastic. So your scaling business for you has been really taking rentals that other people have owned and really bring them into your management company.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny because I just went about my business. My whole theory behind owning property is I truly want somebody to have an enjoyable experience when they live under Tverdov Housing. You know, my own property, sometimes, frankly, we get carried away and we maybe overimprove them a little bit too much. And then for working with other people, it's kind of the same thing where we don't overimprove the properties, but we really focus on delivering, you know, quality care. We make sure that the houses are compliant with the local towns. And people start to notice that. And people just ring me up and say, hey, Pete, you think you could help me with my properties? Or my friend has properties and so on and so forth. And just it really grew organically. I didn't spend much money on marketing. It was just door knocking, you know, cold calling. And the system we have is a lot of people like it from the client side and the tenant side. Tenants seem to enjoy it as well. So it works pretty well.
Right. So I was going to ask, that was going to be my next question, is how did you get to where you are? I mean, it sounded like there was a lot of grit just grinding it out to grow your business to where it is today.
Yeah. So it's funny. I'm a big believer in setting goals. I have goals written down, yearly goals written down, and like 3 to 5 year goals written down. I highly suggest anybody listening to this do the same thing, because you see them every day or every week and it reminds you like, crap, do I believe in this or don't I?
Right.
So I would write like these stupid little sayings in my planner, and it was just like pie in the sky goals. And I just kept repeating it. It was almost like fake it till you make it. And then at the end of each year, I would make it. So I was like, okay. And then I would write another stupid goal the next year. So like I've done that for 3 years in a row now, just on the business side. We've hit it each year. And this year, even with COVID, we're like 2% away from hitting our door goal, our revenue goal. So it's cool to see.
Wow. That's awesome. What the mind can conceive, you can achieve. I think it's something probably butchering that statement entirely. I mean, it sounds like that's a big part of your success.
Yeah, man. And just outworking people. It's like putting real estate aside, it's like anything in life. You have to, you know, nobody's going to hand you anything. You have to, if you want to make it, you want to be successful, you have to work your ass off.
How did you find your first client? I mean, you obviously bought a house, a 3-bedroom house or something like that, and you guys did forced appreciation. But then how did you go from, hey, I'm a guy owning a house, to,
oh, I can manage your property too and make some money while I do it, and it's good for both of you? How did you make that jump?
You know, it just took one guy believing in me. When anybody starts a business, the easiest way to get market share is you work for nothing. And that's kind of what I did. Like, I completely undercut the market. I said, you know, I'll manage your property for, I said, I'll manage it for 7%. I won't charge you a leasing fee. And I was happy. I was making, like, you know, beer money each month, for lack of a better term. You know, the guy was super happy because I remember him calling me up and telling me, like, Pete, my doctor said my blood pressure is really high. I can't be dealing with this house anymore. I said, no problem. I said, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. And then, like, I think it was 3 or 6 months later, he was so happy that he hired me because he was like, Pete, my blood pressure is lower now. I'm healthier. And that made me feel really good. I was like, okay, I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
And then it was very slow growth. Like, I would just, honestly, it was just picking up the phone and calling people and getting a couple of doors. And then in 2019 is when I got serious. I said, okay, do I want to be a corporate monkey the rest of my life, or do I actually want to grow a business? And I said, you know what? I'm going to actually try to grow my business while working. And I did. And then by the end of 2019, I was like, I'm ready to get out of this place. I don't need to work here anymore. And then 2020 hit and our business exploded before the pandemic, which is a little frustrating. Our growth was like goes like this. Our growth was like that.
It
was
just vertical growth. Up.
Yeah. So, but you know, then the pandemic hit and it's been kind of flat the rest of the year, but that's being a business owner.
Right. No, that certainly is. And I think anybody making that jump from, you know, a steady Eddie paycheck to, you know, going full-time as an investor, that's always an impressive leap to take. So that's really cool. What are some things that you learned along the way? You know, some key either bad advice you received or key lessons you learned that you said, man, that was painful. Don't do that again, or do it this way again. I guess there's lots of questions in there, but
yeah, I am a big believer in slow growth. So there's a guy I've spoken to like on internet forums who owns a vacation rental company, I want to say in Alabama or Florida. And he just kept hammering that home to me, like slow growth. And their revenue is probably north of $1 million a year now. But that always stuck with me because you don't want to grow too fast and then your customer service stinks. You know, same thing with anything, whether you're acquiring apartments in a syndication or, you know, start a fund or you're partnering with people, you don't want to lose track of why you started to begin with.
Right.
And I don't think money can be the motivating factor. So I definitely think slow growth is key. So whether that's, you know, somebody, you know, acquiring property each year. Another good piece of advice I got was from a guy who, I don't think he went to college. You know, long story short, owns 200 or 300 doors, those places in Costa Rica. He redeveloped one of the cities/towns in New Jersey into like a really hot spot. And I remember talking with him. I would never buy a deal from him, by the way. He was always trying to rip me off. But I remember talking to him and he would say, you know, you want to digest the properties you buy. And by saying that, it's kind of like, all right, well, if you just bought the property, just spent money on repairs, you're fixing it up, like kind of, you want to digest that before you go out and get another one, because after a while you're spread so thin and your hands are in so many different buckets, you kind of lose track of everything. So with my business growth, I've really tried to focus on that, especially during COVID. So like with my business, I said, well, wait a second, are we compliant with all these towns? Are we, you know, I know the owners tell me that it's a 3-bedroom, but is it really a 3-bedroom? Is it a 2-bedroom? Because with property management, right, if there's somebody living in an attic and the town's like, hey, you know, what's going on here? The owner's going to go, oh, the property manager, you know, talk to him.
Right.
So things like that, I've realized, like, just, I've always kept in mind, like, slow growth, like, let's make sure we have all of our ducks in a row. And then once you have like a good foundation, then yeah, you continue to grow. So those are the two takeaways, slow growth and digesting what you have.
Right. No, that's awesome. I think that's a good word. Yeah. I've been privy both in my own businesses and watched others that have just gone through rapid expansion. There's a lot of pains and pitfalls that come with that. Not always negative, but it's what comes with that. Are you currently looking to grow your own portfolio, or are you looking more to grow the management side of your business?
Both. So the management side, I want to grow each year. What's cool is without even realizing it, I created like a vertically integrated business. So we do property management. We also got our general contractor license. So we have in-house construction. So we have some clients, we help them flip properties. We help them do gut rehabs. So we can do everything, frankly, except ground up construction right now. You know, we're also a realtor, and maybe next year we might even open our own brokerage. Within Tavernal Housing, there's really three businesses: property management, construction, and realtor services.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. So that I want to grow. And again, I want it to grow slowly. Like, I want to have good clients, you know, not clients that are driving me nuts. For my own personal portfolio, we sold a house this year and basically rolled that money into what is now going to be our office. We bought a building, needed a lot of work. It was basically a two-family house in a commercial zone. We zoned it. We rezoned it. So the first floor is now our office space. It's a corner property, so very high traffic area. I've gotten tons of compliments about it already. So this year was about finishing that up, kind of, again, like getting our ducks in a row. And it maybe in like a year or two, like I'm kind of in the next stage of my life where I don't necessarily just want to buy a rental. Like I would like to do some small development. I am kind of entertaining the idea of starting a private equity real estate fund, because I've just had a lot of people from when I've worked on Wall Street or people who follow us on Instagram, where they constantly like are asking about, you know, partnering on stuff. And then after a while, I was like, you know, maybe I should do that. This doesn't sound modest, but I am like a very modest person. Like I don't. Sure. I don't like to attract attention. Like, hey, look at me. You know, I have X amount of doors and I'm worth, you know, all this money. And like, I don't.
Right.
Like
sure.
But I'm good at what I do, frankly, like, period. That's why, like, in my area, there's nobody better. And I'm happy to be arrogant about and challenge people on, because I know the market very well. But anyway, those are some of my goals in the future, I would say.
Right. And may you always be able to say that. You know, I don't think that's boasting when you say, hey, man, like, look, we really treat people well. Like, you know, that's nothing to be ashamed of. It sounds like, I mean, you guys have all the parts and pieces for, not parts and pieces, you guys have, like you said, the three different businesses. Like, how lean and mean is your team? Is it, I mean, is there 50 of you, 20 of you, 10 of you?
I mean, man, I wish. There's like probably five people. So it's me, another guy who helps with property management. I have two leasing agents who are both great. I hired a virtual assistant who is actually in Mexico, and she's been very good. And we do that because we have a lot of tenants who are only Spanish speaking. Mm-hmm. And my Spanish has actually gotten a lot better. It's frankly really motivated me to learn the language. And
sure.
When I do speak with tenants, they kind of crack up when I'm talking. But right. They also appreciate that I try.
Sure.
So yeah, right now, and then we have some interns that help as well, but really the team's like five people. You know, we'll see, like in the future, in an ideal world, I'd like to have a project manager for our construction business. You know, I would like to step back from property management and just focus on, you know, analyzing deals and managing people each day, and that'll happen. And then, you know, we'll probably look, when I open a brokerage, I'd look to hire probably like 10, 12 realtors who are, you know, just really good at their job and kind of see where it goes from there.
Right. I love your slow growth, kind of methodical approach to getting things done, because it sounds like you've avoided a lot of the pains of too fast of growth, but also are able to strategically point to the future and say, hey, this is where we're going. And then it sounds like you get there. So that's really cool.
To add to that point, I will say we haven't really had a client drop us.
Wow.
I mean, we've had a few people, like when we onboard them with, like, they change their mind within, you know, 2 weeks or a month, which is fine.
Sure.
But it's been more of us saying, you know what, we don't want your business anymore. It hasn't been people saying like, Pete, you're no good. So that is, to me, I think that kind of speaks for how we do business. That's what I'm looking for. We're not for everybody. And I tell people that, where they want us to work for nothing. I'm like, well, I wish you luck. Go find somebody else. It's not going to be us.
Sure. That's neither good for you or them. I mean, in the end. So that's fantastic. Pete, we got to jump into the final four questions I have for you. So as if you were to distill everything that you've learned in the last 6, going on 7 years, and had to give only one piece of advice to an aspiring investor, what would you tell them?
Lower your living expenses, live like a peasant, and invest the difference. There's a saying that I completely live by, and I'm trying to recall it, but it's basically, you live 5 years of your life the way no one else will, so you can live the rest of your life the way no one else can. That, you know, I kind of did that. So now I'm a small business owner, and it's obviously a completely different world and extremely challenging, but I'm not sitting in some godforsaken meeting in a corporation where you leave the meeting and you're like, what the hell did we just talk about? That was a waste of my time. So that would be my advice to people. And if they follow that, they're going to have tremendous success.
That's awesome. Investing in yourself. What's one thing that you do to stay on top of your game?
You know, just learning, like whether it's listening to podcasts like this or reading books. I don't watch a ton of television. You know, if I do, like I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube, frankly, where it's, you know, different YouTube channels or just constant education. There's so much out there that you can learn, whether it's blogs, YouTube, you know, YouTube, Instagram, podcasts, it's infinite. So that's what I would suggest.
Awesome. Investing in the world. What's one thing you're doing right now to make the world a better place?
Oh, what is this, Miss America?
Yeah.
You know, again, I would go back to our philosophy as property managers. We're trying to do our best to give the tenants a good experience. You know, we do that by responding to them pretty quickly when there's a repair issue. We do that when we sign leases with people. We have a lease review video where we kind of go over it with them to, you know, to over communicate and be transparent. You know, our goal has been to break the stigma of bad landlords out there. So we just want to have, we want to make sure tenants have a great living experience if they're under Tverdov Housing, and, you know, whether that's responding to maintenance requests quickly, you know, basically it's communicating with them, just letting them know like, hey, we hear you, we're trying to take care of you. And at the same time, it's, you know, it's a two-way street. So explaining like, listen, if you do X, Y, Z, you're going to wind up paying for that. So please, right, you know, be aware. And I think people can see that, and some, you know, you're not going to please everybody. So people are going to stereotype, and no matter how, you know, what you do and how hard you try, you're still the bad guy, which whatever, then we're the bad guy, but
sure,
that's what we try to do. And I think that that will, you know, maybe be a small way to make the world a better place.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, landlords get a bad rap, you know, everybody's heard of the slumlord, and property management companies in general, at least my experience has said that, you know, they don't all have like the A plus rating, you know, from both the tenants and from the investors. So to really put forth a class A product in that space is, that is really doing something great for the world. That's just awesome. It makes it great for the tenants. How can people get a hold of you and learn more about you and your business?
We're most active on Instagram. So our Instagram is Tverdov Housing. We have a website, tvdhousing.com, that kind of shows, you know, the property management we offer, construction, realtor services. We started a YouTube channel, which is also Tverdov Housing. And I mean, we do apartment tours on there, but we also, I give tips of, you know, really good tips for landlords and property managers out there. We also created videos for tenants. Like we started doing like how to use a dishwasher, how to change your air filter,
sure,
furnace. There's like a lot of other stuff we have in the queue. So again, it's all stuff to help people out. So they could definitely find me on there.
Right. So hunt you down on tvdhousing.com. That's awesome. Pete, thanks so much for coming on today. It was a pleasure to interview and learn more about your guys' business and what you guys are doing. I sound like you guys are doing awesome things. So best of success to you guys in the rest of 2020 and as you grow in 21. So thanks so much for the interview. Appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.